Hello, my name is Jed, and welcome to my Philosophy Corner. In this episode, I'm going to be talking with my friend Alexei about this idea of freedom. But first, please, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Alexis. I'm from France, and I've been traveling and living abroad for the past 10 years, more or less. And during one of those trips, I met Jed here. So yeah, we decided to have a talk today. I let you introduce the topic.
Sure. Yeah. So since we've both been traveling, we both have engaged with, you know, this idea of just being free, right? We could just move to whatever country we want. We can do mostly anything we want, usually English teaching, right? But yeah, like we were free in like the most extreme sense, I would say. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. More or less. Some parts, yeah, we were definitely free. Some parts less, because as soon as you get into a society, you tend to lose a bit of your freedom in some ways, you know. But yeah, we'll talk about that later on.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to adapt to the environment, yeah. Of course. Yeah. But let's now go and start with this idea of freedom. So when I say this word freedom, what do you think about? Like, what is your definition of freedom?
I think first, what I actually looked at is what is the real definition of freedom, according to the dictionary. And it's very simple. It says the power of right to act, speak, or think as one wants. So that's very simple. Mm-hmm. But what is more interesting in that definition, it's divide and classify the freedom into three different aspects. Mm-hmm. Act, speak, and think. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think it can be different from everyone. Because mm-hmm. we just think about the freedom of speech, to speak, then yes, the society is going to have a big impact on that. If you mm-hmm. live in France or America, you definitely have a freedom of speech. If you mm-hmm. live in North Korea, you definitely don't. Then when we say freedom of to think, yeah, definitely this is up to each individual. But then freedom of act, this I think really depends on yourself, your mentality, your mindset, and many other aspects. So yeah, first I think that it was important to explain what would be the main definition of freedom to actually carry on with our own definition.
So then what would be your own definition then, taking from this dictionary definition that you're saying?
Yeah, I think for me, it would be just the fact to be completely independent from literally everything. And what I mean by everything would be money, first of all. Mm-hmm. Would be having any goods, like having a car, owning a house, or you can even go further and say having a family, being married. All of those things that can be pretty good for most of people, if not everyone, actually remove a bit of that freedom.
Sure.
Because you have to depend on things and you have to rely on those things more or less. So you have to give up a bit of your freedom for that.
Yeah, there's like expectations that you need to fulfill, right? Yeah, okay. So would you say then that, you know, again, given the fact that we were traveling for so long, would you say freedom was something central to who you were or who you are?
Yes, 100%. That's for sure, because I think most of travelers, but what I mean by travelers is not, you know, the guy who goes for 2 weeks on holidays once a year. This is not traveling, it's just a guy going for holidays. Mm-hmm. But once you leave, with not having a return time, you don't know when you're going to go back home. It could be 1 year, 10 years, maybe never. And you don't know what you're going to be doing in a month, in a year. You have no idea about that. This is where you start to get a real feeling of freedom, I guess. And this had been central the whole time from day one I left my country in 2012 until now, pretty much. That is what dragged me to enjoy life and go from a place to another, try different experiences, just because I was able to do whatever I wanted. And without that freedom, I don't think I would have ever traveled.
Okay, fair enough. That kind of answered the second question I was going to ask about desire. You have this desire for freedom, but yeah, you have traveled for basically 9 years. I mean, that's crazy, right? I don't think most people are never going to be able to achieve something like that, right? Yeah, they got other priorities. Yeah.
I mean, by 9 years, it's not like people would imagine that for 9 years I was hitchhiking along the road.
No,
I did stay a couple of years in this country or that country, then just travel that country. It's a mix of living and traveling, you know. Well, I wouldn't say I was traveling for 9 years. I would say I was away for 9 years. And most important, I was free for 9 years. What about yourself? What would be your own definition of freedom then?
Okay, so for me, yeah, I would say freedom definitely has this independence to it, that you're able to do what it is that you want without any sort of influence or dependency on anything that would change otherwise or change your mind otherwise. So then, yeah, for me, and perhaps in the same vein as you, that, you know, ever since I graduated from my university, I decided, like, let's just go travel, right? Let's go see the world. Let's go live this life. Again, not backpacking and hitchhiking necessarily, but like living totally within my own means in a part of the world that was completely the opposite of where I was from. And so, yeah, like I had this desire to be free, and, you know, I exercise that freedom. I still am now, right? Living here in Estonia while studying. And for you, it sounds like as well, like you're going to be continuing your freedom, perhaps not as extensively or extreme as what we've done before, but still, right?
Yeah, I will. Because what's something I in my own definition of freedom as well, I like to explain is that it's always something people see as very positive. You know, when this person is free, he has freedom, sounds like positive. But for me, if somebody want to achieve the real freedom, 100%, I don't think most of people would be happy with it. Because what I mean, pure freedom would mean basically you don't depend on anything, which means you don't have money, which means you don't have any goods, as I mentioned earlier. So you know, basically, like the movie I like to refer when I talk about those things is that, you know, that movie called Into the Wild, the true story. Oh. What was his name? Mike Endless, or whatever his name was. The guy who actually decided to remove himself completely out of the society in order to live with himself. That's what I call it. But I believe that pretty much everyone, including me, wouldn't really be happy in that situation. So what is interesting with freedom, you have to find your level of freedom. Until a point, you're going to be happy and fulfilled. And past that point, you might start to feel like, you know, something's missing.
Yeah, so sure.
That's what is very complicated and complex as a concept.
Yeah. So now, okay, good. I'm glad you brought up this complexity of it, because I want to take things deeper now. So we're talking about these individual preferences for freedom. But what I want to discuss now is getting into more of like the humanity aspect of it, right? So humans, you know, historically, we've been very nomadic, right? Ever since humans became humans with our consciousness, we moved around all the time, that it was pretty much part of us until very recently in terms of history, that we've decided to just stay in one spot. Us settling down is a recent development. So do you think that you and I, that we have this big desire for freedom because it's something instinctual in humans to want to be free?
I don't know. Actually, I'm sure there are some pretty much serious studies on this, but my own opinion, I think it doesn't have to do anything with our own instinct. I would say it's more something like what from your education, from what the society brought to you. And I think your education and the society, the country you live in, would have a very big impact on that, how sensitive you are towards freedom. So I would say that I don't really know anything about your family, as you don't really know anything about mine, but if both of us would get to know each other's family, we would probably find a lot of similarities that would help us to understand why we became like this and we are looking for freedom all those years. So I don't think there is much of a natural instinct. I think it's more about the pressure from the society and your own life experience. Maybe if everything had been perfect from you your whole life, 100% feel, would you have felt that desire for freedom? I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not as binary as this, right? But we have this person that is free and doesn't have any sort of dependency, and then we have this person who becomes completely dependent on their society, but it's also comfortable, right? Like with being free, there is unpredictability, that something bad could happen pretty much any day, and that if we give up this freedom that we can move around and whatnot, we feel more comfortable, we're more safe. So perhaps that's also sort of this pull, is that we have these two ends of the spectrum and everyone probably exists somewhere in the middle, right? And yeah, so something like that, yeah. But I don't know, I think it is something instinctual, at least on a certain level, that perhaps we feel that conflict between the freedom and the safety, right? Like humans, we want to be safe, right? Like that's something so basic and that's so important for our well-being. Yet at the same time, we also do feel almost the need to move around a little bit, to a certain extent, I would say. But yeah, okay.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back a little bit now to something more personal. Alexis, what do you feel with this freedom that you have when you're traveling? When you're able to go into another country and do whatever, like, what is it that you're feeling deep on the inside?
Like, I would say first, I would have to tell one of my experiences where I believe I experienced the freedom for the first time. Mm. Back in 2013, I was in Australia. At that time, I could barely speak English, and you know, finding a job was very complicated. Mm-hmm. After that, you know, being in nature and you know, lack of experience and laziness and call it whatever you like, mm-hmm. I ended very quickly in a situation where I ended up with zero on my bank account, no money. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I remember when I actually checked my bank account and realized that I had 76 cents and only the $20 deposit for my backpacker hostel. That's when I realized, like, first I had a bit of fear because I was like, well, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And fortunately, I met some people in my situation, and long story short, I ended up spending 2 months living, you know, pretty much everywhere. Sometimes sleeping in a car when I was lucky, sometimes sleeping on some in schools when it was a public holiday, or a bit everywhere in the city. And at that moment, I felt happiness. I was extremely happy the fact that I was not worried about anything anymore, because I was not afraid about losing something. You know, that fear that everybody has, that you count your money, you look at the end of the month, oh, I don't have any money left, how am I going to do? But when you reach the point that you have nothing left, that's it. What else can happen? You are the bottom. And when you take things in a positive way, that's when you start to feel free, because you don't depend on money anymore. You don't depend on the job market. You don't depend on anybody. And that's such a good feeling. Again, it was my experience. I was in Australia. I was young. It was 30 degrees outside. So I'm not saying that a homeless guy should be happy. Of course not.
Right.
Right way, because it was happening in the right way for me. But that's where I really started to feel that feeling of freedom.
Yeah. You became like detached from this whole like status quo, right? Like what everything in for life was, you suddenly felt like you were different from that now in a good way.
Yeah, and also as well, you know, most of us, if not all of us, tend to be judgmental toward others, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you're with nothing, you also start to realize that you don't judge anybody anymore. You really take people as a person, because mm-hmm. the social status of the person you're talking to doesn't matter anymore to you, because you can never look upon somebody, you know, look down on somebody, because that person is as broke as you, you know, in worst case. In best case, is just making more money than you do because you're not making anything. So you don't have any judgments toward others. And you also feel inside that you're kind of becoming more tolerant and less judgmental. So technically, you're getting more free, you know?
Yeah, okay. I'm following, man. That's good. Because all right.
Feeling free, it's not only about the situation and the circumstances, it's also about your feeling inside towards others and towards yourself. That's when you need to become to accept yourself, to accept your situation in order to be free.
Yeah, I mean, I was, for me, kind of going in line now with what you're saying, I would say the feeling that I have when I was traveling and kind of getting into this almost extreme sense of freedom, the feeling I had at first was fear, similar to you, because it's something unpredictable. It's something scary in certain regards, because we've gotten so used to you know, pretty stable lifestyle within our homes to a certain extent. And now we're put in a completely unpredictable situation. We don't know what's going to happen. And at first I was scared, but then maybe similar to you, there was a moment where it changed, that it was no longer fear of the unpredictable. It was like a welcoming challenge that something could happen. I don't know what it is, but let's go find out. Let me go see what I as a person and am going to react to in this way now, right? How can I take this in a positive way? How can I use this to like grow as a person, right?
Become excitement, you know?
Yeah, excitement. That's a better way. I'm excited by the unpredictable. I'm not scared by it anymore. Yeah. Thank you. That was good. All right. Now, you and I, we do come from a rather privileged background to be able to do what we've done, right? Especially, say, with me, with my English, I could teach this pretty much in any country. Now, how can someone who doesn't have the exact same opportunity or background as we have, how are they able to practice this almost human need for freedom? Like perhaps in their daily lives, what could they do to experience the same feelings that we've had when doing this?
I believe that in your daily life, it's very difficult to experience freedom unless you're unemployed. But most of people have rather family pressure, work pressure. Like once you stay at the same place, especially where you grew up, or even when I was living in China, and you were living in China, you kind of integrate the society. So you lose a bit of your freedom because you start to have like some, you have to follow a certain path in order to integrate into the society. But sure. I would say it's not a matter of having a language background or even being wealthy or having the right visa on your passport. I don't think it has anything to do with that, because for me, I would consider a real traveler or somebody who wants to experience freedom, not necessary to go to the other side of the world, just in your own country, especially if you're from the States, you have more than enough space to go and discover. If you are French, you can go to whole Europe. And even if your country is small and has no other countries around, I mean, nowhere you can go to, you could still around your country travel by yourself, go experience being by yourself, you know, and find that freedom. I think it's anyone can look for it. I
think you're right. I mean, even going back to what I was saying with this idea of the unpredictable situation, I think even in someone's daily life, even when they're going to work, they could try and almost force themselves to be in an unpredictable situation where they could try to exercise this like ability to be themselves, to be free, and also to be excited by the opportunity that is in front of them, right? So this is something else I think they could do, right? But you know, for what we did, it was to the extreme, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what I said earlier. Freedom, you know, it could go, you know, it could take it from 0 to 100. There's a whole thing. Everyone can experience freedom to a certain extent according to the level and also their need and what they want. Some people want to taste it a little bit, some people want to go for it the whole way. So it depends to each individual. And I believe that, you know, you live in China, I live in China, you know that a lot of people will tell you that they are not so interested in about freedom, not talking about freedom of speech, but as mentioned earlier, being safe and being free are very complicated, those two things. So people would choose safety over freedom in this country. And even in our country, a lot of people feel more secure to have a family, a decent job and everything, rather than being free and good on them, you know? So that's why I don't think it's instinctive. I think it's more up to each individual to feel the need for it or not. I think I've always felt a need for freedom since I was a little kid, pretty much. But if I look at my surroundings in France, I don't think most of people really care about that.
So you think, perhaps going back to this instinctual thing, we have a stronger sense for freedom, safety, but not so much for freedom. That safety is usually the thing that wins out most of the time. It's completely understandable, right?
I do think safety is it's in the human nature, you know.
Yeah, I think definitely. I agree.
I want to feel safe.
Yeah. All right, I got one last question here, and that is, how do you think technology changes the way that we see and experience freedom?
Now, that's a good one, because I think technology, in my opinion, killed freedom completely. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Recently, for the past 5-6 years, all I read on Facebook is those guys posting a beautiful picture, you know, on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, with their laptop and saying, I'm free. This is the exact definition of the person who didn't get the meaning of freedom.
Yeah.
Because basically, this person is dependent on social network. Mm-hmm. People's judgment, as I was mentioning earlier, showing mm-hmm. that you're better than others, so you're not free at all. On top of that, you're working. You still have to own your laptop. You still have to make sure you make enough money in order to fulfill your troubles. So that person is, as this, in my opinion, the same level of freedom as a guy working 40 hours per week in a factory. There is no difference. So, in my opinion, technology really killed freedom. That was just an example. But for example, the phone. Having a phone in your pocket, you know, anyone can call you at any time asking you for this. You always constantly rely on your phone. So, in my opinion, this is really against freedom. You know, if you want to feel free, for me, that's something people can do at home, as we said earlier, unless your job doesn't allow this. Just drop your phone for a few days, leave it at home, don't use it.
Okay. I'm going to have to agree with you there. Yeah, like, it makes things more predictable, right? Like, you know what can happen because, yeah, you can just call your friend. You don't need to know where they are. You can find out in 2 seconds. And, you know, you mentioned the person on their laptop working instead of in a factory. Well, you're both still working, right? So you're obviously not free in this way. And yeah, like, I would say that it makes us feel more safe. And as we mentioned, that's been a conflict with our own idea of what freedom is, that technology allows us to be a lot safer. We can understand and we can know what's going to be and what's happening rather than just allowing the mystery to kind of unfold, right? So then, do you use technology often, or do you feel this like threat to your freedom when you use it?
Actually, for quite a few years when I was traveling, I didn't have a cell phone and I was against it. And when I arrived in China, I had to give up a bit of that freedom in order to actually be able to be in touch with my boss, you know, everything at work. And also to, you know, in China nowadays, you have to use your phone to pay. Even it's later for pretty much everything. So yeah, right now I'm right into the technology, I'm completely into it. And yeah, I wouldn't say a choice, but it was a necessity if I wanted to, you know, feel happy also about my life, you know, and not too much outside of the society. But I do think that phones and especially social networks, those are the worst for me, because now live through their Instagram stories, you know. Nowadays you go for a holiday, but what you care the most is how many people are going to see your story on Instagram, and not what you actually experience yourself, what this landscape or this trip to this cultural village or whatever brought to you. You care more about what it's going to bring to what other people are going to think about your experience, and not about your own experience. And this is terrible.
How many likes can I get for this, right? Like, that becomes people's priority. Yeah. Because now, do you think that people could use things like social media and, you know, this more digital technology? Do you think they could use it in a way where they can still be themselves? They can still be free and enjoy the things they like, but still engage with it, right? So if I take a picture, I'm enjoying something beautiful on vacation, and I take a picture and I say, yeah, whatever, you know, I'll put it on Instagram. I'm sure somebody would like it. Maybe they would like to go there as well from seeing this. So do you think it's possible to do this without getting sucked into, like, you know, the social, you know, like, constraints or expectations that come from that?
I don't know, because usually, you know, to be honest, if you just want to share where you've been, you send a private picture to some of your friends, say, guys, you should really check out this place, this is amazing. But once you start to share it with your 1,000 followers on Instagram, you know, there's a little bit of show off into it, and we probably all lie to ourselves, but most of the time, including myself, sometimes you like to show, oh, look how cool it is where I am, look how cool my is, what I'm doing. And I think we all like that, you know, we like to appreciate it by others, you know.
Yeah. We like to be socially validated. It's another human nature thing, right? Yeah, I'm getting you. Yeah, I think you're right that we lie about it. We're like, nah, it's okay. I won't get sucked in. But man, every time you go on Facebook and you see a like, it's like a little hit of dopamine, right? I feel good.
Many likes, you know, you almost feel like you accomplished something, which is very sad, you know. And
yeah.
I don't know, that's why I say social media, cell phones and all those technology, it isn't a bad thing, don't get me wrong, I'm not criticizing it, I'm not that kind of people who want to live in the middle age, you know. I appreciate those new technologies, but I do believe that they go against freedom, which doesn't mean necessarily mean it's a bad thing, but if you talk purely about freedom, yes, it is going against it.
Sure, yeah, right? Like, if you get likes on something, you feel like you should do it more. So you're being influenced, right? You're dependent on something. And that's going against what we agreed on for this idea of freedom. Yeah.
You live through other people's judgments. So which is a really wrong thing. I get it.
Yeah, I think so. All right, man. Well, hey, this was a great talk. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks to you, and let's do it again some days and any topic you're interested in. And yeah, that was
first. We always had such good conversations, this being one of the best right now. All right, man. So thank you all for listening. Let me know what you think, and I'll talk to you next time.